Those Romans in the sky. You better duck, Christ cuck. Cha! And let's expose these Jewish lies. The show starts now. Right now, you son of a biscuit. Yeah!
Thank you.
Folks. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, wow. Back in the saddle. Here we go. What's up? Hi. What's going on? What's happening? What's up? How's everyone doing? 1 to 100. That's it? Bunch of 88s? That's it? Come on, man. Oh man, I am feeling extra fucking pumped today, man. Super duper pumped. Been getting good sleep, having some good discipline in my life, getting the great workouts in back to back to back. I've been reading every night back to back to back. Oh my goodness. You know, when you're doing this whole online, this is your job, kind of being online, keeping up with stuff like that. It's easy to get hooked into being online too much, right? So, you know, finding some time and saying, all right, I'm dedicating an hour solid, all the electronics, you can go fuck yourself, okay? All electronic, my phone, fuck off, okay? My computer, fuck off, you know? Everything, go fuck off, right? Spending an hour reading has been really nice, a form of like, you know, I can see why people get into it. There's like a little bit of a meditation going on, some quiet time, right? And it's been really nice. I picked up Adam Green's book, The Jesus Deception, learning quite a bit on how to, you know, deconstruct Christianity and fun things like that, learning some new words, learning some new terms like, you know, Jewish Midrash and stuff like this, and how Paul was like this spiritual, you know, psychopath that was, you know, picking apart the Old Testament to create the story of Jesus through the spiritual side of things. Pretty deep stuff. So I'm really enjoying it, and I'm trying to just keep this habit going after I knock out this book to try to spend an hour of my time reading a day. Try to make that a habit to where it just becomes natural, second nature. How many of you guys read? Press one if you read, two if you know.
Reading before bed will make you actually tired.
It does make me tired.
It's terrific.
Yeah, it actually puts me to sleep really well. So I've been getting really good sleep with that. So, you know, if I can wind down, get off that gosh darn, you know, those lights that keep you up all night. Look at all these readers in here. Right. That's good. That's cool. Yeah, I'm trying to get into it. Don't get me wrong, man. It gets a little bit boring. So what I do is if I find something good, I have like a little notebook on like words that I don't know. I write it down, or things that I find that are interesting that I want to use in arguments later and really kind of burn into my brain. I've been taking notes, so that really helps me. Because sometimes, you know, when you read, you know, you could go through a couple pages and be like, what the fuck? I don't even remember what I just read. I don't know if you guys have that issue with reading comprehension, but my reading comprehension skills, like I really need to sit there and go, what? Okay, stop. Okay, digest this. What does this mean? Write this down. This is important. Right. And then, you know, down the road when I'm like, you know, I don't know, 50 pages down the road and I go, well, what was that one thing? I could always go back and go, well, that was that one thing, and I can always reference it. So that's actually been pretty cool. So trying to get into a good habit. Had a great workout today. Been eating really well. And, you know, things are going pretty smooth. I'm handling some things, like, as far as some red tape stuff that I've been dreading to do. And I've just kind of was like, you know what? Stop procrastinating. It's just making you really angry and pissed off. It's not doing anything for you. Just get it done. Just get it done. So I went by a couple places to help me get some stuff done, some red tape shit I got to do. Taxes are around the corner. Something I absolutely hate fucking doing. So, yeah. Anyhow, there's all that stuff coming up, and I'm just not too excited about it. But how's everyone seems to be doing pretty good. I got some 88s, got some 100s. Let's say hi to some people in here. We got Seaman. What's up, man? We got Goebbels, 1996, Hemper Waffen, Zangango, Weston. We got Silent Unanimous, Iron Republic, Chloe. What's going on? Bouncing both screens here, 1.0, 2.0. Bruce Waffen, what's happening? Nigger Sniper, what's going on, man? A Tone in the house. We got Zero Turngoy. I think we got Litton in here. We got Mr. Tennessee in here. We got White Wheel in here. We got Trucker Wolf in here. We got Honky. Honky, you got a year sober yet? I think you're right around the corner from a year sober. We got Burn One Bob. We got Audio Waffen. We got Valkyrie Freya. We got All Hail Cha. We got Blade SS. What's going on? Good to see your brother. We got Vlunk in the house. We got Maximus Wasmus. We got X Phoenix. We got Arian Times. What's up, White Will? We got Jake Whitey, 45. We got Great White Man. We got Return to Europa. We got Miss O'Dub Hagen. Mr. O'Dub Hagen. Right Wing Ruckus. Who else we got? Furious Noticer. What's happening, man? Gen X Misfit. I Hate Nons. Great name. Great screen name. That's going to be tough to beat. We got German Fire. What's up, man? Good to see you. Blitzer. Who else? Who else? Stay Paid 1488. We've got the 2.0 chat open. Just a heads up, we've got the 2.0 up. So if mods can drop a link over there, you can go sign up. You can go watch the stream over there. I told you, we just broke 100. Woo! So technically, we've got about 500 people tuned in. We have a bit of an issue, though. If you're new there, you want to get your account in there and send a few messages, because I told you, I'm not putting up with these faggot trolls that come in here and spam. So we've stepped up the amount of messages that you're able to leave when you first create an account, and make it a little bit more of a pain in the buttocks for you to sit there and do your little, you know, nigger tanks or whatever the fuck you got going on there, where you're pissing off the rest of the chat. So we figured out a way for that. So, you know, just a heads up, when you go over there, there's going to be a limitation on your messages at first, unless you have bolts or unless you have swastika. Okay. So that's how it is. So if mods can't, drop a link over there. We also have, what do we have? Odin's Market Shop.com. Odin's Market. It's not Odin's Market.com right now. Right now, currently, it's Odin's marketshop.com. We've got a new lighter up there, this nice throwback German Swazi lighter. We've got some new stuff coming up. We've got the wallet coming out. We've got a whole bunch of cool stuff over there. So check out Odin's Market. Time to time, mods will drop a link to there. We got Ikutris. We got Nazario. We got Powerfro. We got a clip from Powerfro tonight too, which is going to be cool. I'll be playing that. This pretty balanced stream. We got some new music. We got some activism. We've got some white people standing up for themselves. We've got, you know, people losing it, speaking out against the Jews. It's a big show. We got Bill Clinton, you know, perfing out. So we got a pretty good show for you guys tonight. Hopefully you guys are tuning in for the long haul. What if you're here for the long haul too, if you got other things to do? Now keep in mind, if you want to get ejected from the show, talk about killing people, okay? Because we don't support that here, okay? We don't endorse the violent stuff, okay? What we do endorse is our people getting sober, our people getting active, joining an active club, doing activism, finding a white woman, finding a white man, whether male or female, depending on creating a white children, pro-white children. And then last but not least, I definitely say it's not least, but I would say, dropping the goddamn Jesus, okay? The goddamn Jesus shit is really fucking up our race. We're going to touch a little bit on that. I'm not going to go too crazy on it, but, you know, a lot of you guys that are in this chat, you guys know what time it is, and there's probably some people that are watching that are in the tunnels right now that aren't commenting, but they're still listening, and they're still listening for a reason, because they're like, you know what, that crazy son of a bitch HT, he's always done good work. I just don't know what he's doing here. Why is he taking this route? Why is he talking shit about my Lord and Savior, the Jewish Jesus, Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Ben Yosef? All right, so we're gonna talk about some of that stuff tonight, so hopefully you guys are hanging out. There's a few ways you can support this show. There's the P.O. Box, which I just got some stuff in the mail. There's also the entropy. So if we hit the bonus tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night, three nights in a row, then we do a bonus show on Sunday. All right. So mods, time to time, we'll drop a link to the entropy. If the entropy is giving you a hard time, it's kind of frustrating to get the super chat out there, use the power chat. Sometimes it's a lot more friendlier. All right. Speaking of the P.O. box, we're going to play a little game called Love or Hate. Love or Hate? Love Let's see. I love this song. All right, well, it looks like we've got some love. Got a little O slash. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Let's read the note. It says, "Hey, brother, hope you're doing well. This is my first MJOLNIR, which is, I don't know how to say that, but it's from Mr. Tennessee. What's up, Mr. Tennessee? White power. It means a lot to me, and I want you to have it. It represents power, protection, and blessing. Last night, I charged it under the full moon to give you extra vril. The symbol on it is the helm of Ah. It's a symbol of protection, invincibility, and terror to strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. Hail victory, white power, Mr. Tennessee." Let's fucking go. Let's check it out. Thanks, man. Thank you. First one, too. All right, let's see it. I don't want to break it. I don't know what it is. It's not a glitter bomb. Oh, nice. I think I know what this is. Oh, sweet. Oh, man, it's a hammer. Look at that. Oh, that's fucking awesome, dude. Wow. Thank you very much, man. This is good. This is definitely going to the studio, man. This is a great charm right here, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a look at that. Look at that, man. That's fucking awesome, dude. Thank you very much. Let's try to wear it during the show. Hold on. Let me see if I can put it on during the show real quick. Let's see. Alright, hold on. Let's see how retarded I am here. Okay, can I put this on without taking 20 minutes? Son of a biscuit. Let's see. Can he do it? Can he do it? If I take a shorter one? Come on now. Alright, we're going a little shorter just because I can't see that well anymore. I'm getting kind of boomer age. There we go. Sweet! All right, we're wearing it tonight. We're wearing it tonight. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Tennessee in the house. Check him out here on Glowing TV also. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. That's awesome. Very kind of you, man. Save that. All right. All right. I think we got... One more. Shit. I didn't show anyone's address there. Thank God. Thank God. Love or hate? Thank goodness. Thought I just doxed someone. You gonna say hate on this one? I don't know, man. Put your address on it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. All right. Litton! Thank you, brother. Let's go. The Christmas by Nicholas Carter. My man. Thank you very much. Jesus Christ! Let's go! let's go. Sweet. Thank you, guys. White power. White power. Hail Litton. Yeah, man, you know, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I was talking about reading. Well, be careful what you wish for, right? Be careful what you wish for. So it looks like, you know what's sad is I have a bookshelf of some awesome books. And I haven't read any of them. So I've got a lot of work to do, man. I've got a lot of catching up to do. But it's going to be good. I'm like trying to, you know, keep my brain work. You know, it's good to work out the body. You know, but listen, you got to have a balance here. You got to work out the brain too. And I feel like the reading and the comprehension keeps the brain sharp. So that's what I'm working on here. So I'm trying to knock out like an hour a night. So hopefully I can stick with that. Is anyone sticking with their New Year's resolutions? Press one if you are. And what are they? What was your New Year's resolution? Now that we're in March, are you still sticking with it? Or two, you kind of just forgot about it. Hopefully you guys are doing the sobriety thing and sticking with that. That's most important. Hopefully you guys pick sobriety and you're sticking with it. But, you know, a lot of people, look, number one, sober. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. Got Honky in there. We got White Boy Winner. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people say they're sticking with it. That's good. That's great. All right. Awesome. Time goes by fast, doesn't it? Yeah. Down 35 pounds since last summer. Good job, dude. Good work. Good work. All right. So we got a pretty big show. You know, I've had.
You want to try to get into my computer and plant child porn in there? Go for it.
Thank you.
Heil HTNNFJ.
Yeah, who's that? Let's say thank you to whoever that was. That was BassFish88. White power, man. That's very kind of you. Chrono, thank you very much also. Appreciate it big time. So we've got a good show. I chatted with, how many of you guys are friendly with your ex-girlfriends? Anyone still friendly? One, if you're friendly with them, or two, it's always ended on bad terms. You know, I've had a mixed bag on this. Some of them are like, oh yeah, fuck that guy. And some of them are like, yeah, you know, he's decent. He's just a little bit crazy, right? A little bit crazy. I've got a couple of them, you know, don't think I'm too bad of a guy. There's a couple of broads that have burnt. There's a couple of them that I've... I'm not perfect, all right? I'm not perfect. I am a man. I am a masculine man. So it you know, shit happens. But anyhow, I was talking with one of them. And, you know, I was like, hey, what's going on? Hopefully all is well. And they're like, yeah, you know, things are good. And I was like, awesome. What's going on? They're like, you know, I'm dating a new guy. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's great. I'm happy that you're happy. And they're like, yeah, you know what a weird story is? And I was like, what? Tell me about it. She's like, I told them that, you know, I've dated like this guy who's like obviously a Nazi. And there's like, you know, all this shit about him. And pretty much what happened is that his best friend watches your show. His best friend watches your show and sends some clips. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? That is fucking hilarious. So anyhow, man, it is a small world. It's great that the message is getting out there to the normies. And, you know. Like I said, it's crazy. It is crazy how this world works, man. But anyhow, yeah, shout out to all my ex-ladies that don't hate me. Appreciate you. To all my ex-girlfriends. Sorry, I wasn't the best. All right. Let's do this show. All right. Yes, you know, it is what it is. You know, you got to learn from your mistakes. All right, so how many of you familiar with A-Tone? A-Tone, you know, he's this guy. He's my buddy in real life. He makes great music. He's been in the movement for a long time. He did some time for making some threats on the ADL. Spent a couple of years in prison. That's what I'm saying. Don't make threats here. You could end up in prison. It's serious, okay? I know a couple of buddies of mine that have actually are doing time or have done time doing that. So A-Tone made a song, a dedication to a certain somebody who's a white power guy out there. I don't want to blow the surprise here, but we're going to be playing his video tonight. We've got some activism. We got a full show for you guys, so hopefully you guys are sticking around for the long haul. He wanted me to play this little intro that he made, so I'm going to play it for him, and hopefully you guys stick around. We're going to do the music video after we do this, and we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff, so... Yeah, stick around, and let me see if I can get this going here. Do. Let's see. Is this it? Perfect. All right. We should be good to go, guys. So without further ado, my buddy A-Tone with a message. What's the message, A-Tone? I have not watched this, okay? I have not watched it.
Yeah, fuck these niggers, but don't fuck these niggers.
Wat purr.
Hey guys, it's Tone. A year and a half ago, I returned to making music after a 5-year hiatus. Today, my 9th track produced as A-Tone, titled What Would Dylan Do,
yes,
is debuting right here, right now. It's the final track to my first full A-Tone album.
Nice.
The album is titled Fashwave 2.0. For me, 2.0 represents an evolution, infusing the classic Fashwave aesthetic with harder, more aggressive electro elements.
Let's go.
This is my unique stamp on the genre. It's darker, it's more technical, and it's built for a new era. Now, every song you hear by me is an original production.
Original.
A world of generated AI slop.
Everyone hates
this. This music is all me. 100% pure white power. No AI, just the past 18 months in the studio refining my craft. I originally planned for 14 tracks on this album, but as my skills grew, my sound evolved. Maybe you can hear that shift in quality from the early releases to these latest tracks. I can, so that's why I'm releasing this 8-song album available for download in just a few days.
Sweet.
A big thanks to HT and everyone else who has promoted and supported my music. If you want to see the process behind the productions, I sometimes stream my audio and video editing sessions exclusively on GTV 2.0.
There you
go. Also handled the video edit for this release.
It's a good
myself.
Edit.
If you support my work and want to help me keep the music going, feel free to stop by and send a donation on Entropy. Every bit of support goes right back into the craft to keep the productions professional grade. I'm closing this chapter so I can move forward with the production standards that I'm hitting today. Fashwave 2.0 is the end of the beginning.
Nice.
Hail Dylan Roof.
Yeah, I like it. Let's go. Are you guys ready? First one, if you're ready for the debut. What would Dylan do? Not what would Jesus do, because Jesus would wash these niggers' feet. What would Dylan do? What would he do? Let's see.
Emergency.
Please, Emmanuel Church, just please people shut down here. Please send somebody right away. Shut the passage, shut all the men in the church. Please come right away. Put those Romans up. Let's go.
Surveillance video shows lambs leading themselves to slaughter.
Mother Emanuel parishioners arriving for Bible study in June of 2015. In walked Dylan Roof. His fanny pack carried a .45 Glock pistol and seven magazines loaded with hollow point bullets. The agent later asked, "Why did you do it?" Roof said, "I had to do it because somebody had to. Blacks are raping and killing white people on the streets every day. What I did is still minuscule to what they're doing to white people every day.
I had to do it because somebody had to do something. I went to that church in Charleston. I did it."
What a 100! Wow. That was fucking epic. Yeah! Vril-pilled! Alright, we're getting you a Vril-pill. That was really good. Be sure to check out A-Tone streaming here on Glam TV 2.0. So if you haven't made an account over on 2.0, you can right now. We've got 107 over on 2.0. 2.0 likes it. 1.0 likes it. We are getting you a Vril-pill before we start the show. A lot to cover. Someone made an edit of probably one of my most favorite rants. And this was before I was out there calling out the Christ insanity, right? There's a link to A-Tone's right there. This was before I was, you know, mask off and I was kind of dog whistling at things and getting the message out there. It really worked because a lot of people were like, yeah, I'm with it. But a lot of people didn't realize what I was talking about, which was
just cross.
So let's continue the real pill, ladies and gentlemen, shall we? Look, these fucking Jews need to be fucking buried, guys. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but when I hear the argument of our ancestors being proud of expelling the Jews 109 nations over 1,030 times, that makes me think our ancestors are fucking retards. You're telling me that we've dealt with these cocksuckers this many fucking times? This many fucking times we've dealt with these fucking Jews, and then we kicked them out? That's all we did. How the fuck have we gone this many fucking times with having to expel the Jews? Do you know how weak that sounds? We've expelled the Jews. I can't believe we didn't bury them. How the fuck did this happen? How the fuck is this happening? Go through all this, the suffering of the children, weeping, fucking over and 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 over, doing this to our people over and over and over. What the fuck were they thinking to go through the struggle of kicking them out and not burying them right then and there? Bury these fucking Jews! What was it? What let them go? Because we can't repeat it. We had a country here 90% white. What the fuck happened?
you gotta stop thinking like a civilized white man, because you're surrounded by uncivilized fucking people that want us dead. Get that civilized fucking mind state out of your fucking head, because it's do or die. Now or never. That's it. Now or never.
Aryan Times. Great edit. Great edit, man. Gave me some chills. There it is. All right. Some good stuff. Some good stuff that motivates our people. Some good stuff. Motivates them to do what? To fight for our race. All right. Now, we've got some brothers that are doing some paperboy activism all the way. All the way. Paperboy activism all the way in Europa. All right. I think Frode is in here right now. Let's take a look here. Paperboys all the way in Norway. Come on, put them up. There you go. Paper boys, make some noise. Nice. Look at that. Everywhere. All the way in Europe. Love seeing it. If you got some clips, send them in. Get your real pill on, baby. Yeah. Wow. Let's go. That was great. Good stuff. Get sober, get active, learn how to use weapons. Get sober, get active, learn how to use weapons. All right, white people making good white music. Hopefully you guys enjoy this, all right? We're going to take a look at this here. We've got a lot to cover. We're just kind of covering the good white power shit in the beginning of the show so we can cruise through all the non-stuff, okay? Here we go. Let's take a look at this. White people making some good white music. Here we go. He's kinda hot, bro. Good voice, too. I was saying we gotta bring white music back, man. Hey, Power Frog, great activism, man. Get away from this fucking nigger trash music. Yep. Not a nigger in sight. good looking, man. Holy shit. Holy shit. Hold on, guys.
Hank. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. So the beauty of the Aryan woman will not perish from the earth.
Angry Joe Pesci. White fucking power. White fucking power, man. Thank you very much, man. Big Roman's up. Hey, man, I know you're struggling with sobriety, man. Hopefully you're back on that sober tip, man. I'm, you know, thinking about you guys time to time. I know some of you guys, you know, I pay attention to who's, you know, getting sober, who's struggling with sobriety, man. Just putting some double rumors out there for you, man. Hang in there. All right. White fucking power. Thanks for your love and support, man. I appreciate it big time. All right. Wow, smoke show. Holy shit, I'm gooning. Woo! Yeah. All right, like I said, guys, I'm trying to balance out the show with a little bit more positive things in the beginning of the show that's pro-white, some white pills, and not get too, you know, right into the fucking fuck niggers, and you know what I mean? Okay. Because, you know, I don't want to get depressed doing this show. I want to be happy doing this show. Okay. I know the reality of the situation that we're dealing with as white people. I'm not ignoring that. But listen, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So, nothing cooler than white kids doing white kid shit. Look at this little fucker grooving. Fucking killing it. Damn. Dude, this kid's gonna be famous. Woo! Fuck, bro! Holy smokes! Wow! Wow, that's that is cool. That was pretty impressive. Holy smokes. Three girls over there. Yeah, he's not going to have a problem. He's not going to have a problem reproducing, man. All right, here we go. There we go. White fucking power kiddo. There's a link right there. Go check it out if you want to watch it again. That was pretty badass. Okay. Lot to cover. A lot of people are talking about this this gentleman here named Brian McGinnis. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but he's going to be a household name shortly. I'd say probably within the week. Here is Brian McGinnis.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Here, let's turn it up so you can hear him a little bit better. Okay. Let's turn it up.
Hey guys, I'm here in D.C. trying to speak out against the Senate and ask them why they're going to send our men and women to harm's way when our elected officials said that there would be no world war. Anybody who feels disillusioned and betrayed by our government, you're not alone. Join us in demanding accountability for this betrayal. Free Palestine, free America. Let's go.
All right. So listen, obviously this guy's got some good intentions. Okay. He's seeing what's going on. He's served. He's been in it.
He's been
in the sand wars with niggers.
WFP, love the show. /.
Hey, Coon Patrol. Appreciate it, man. White fucking power. Appreciate the love and support, man. So, this guy, obviously he's gone through it. He's actually been in combat and, you know, he wanted to speak out. And so let's take a look at what took place here. Now, here's the problem, guys. This is what I'm saying. This is why I'm telling you that a lot of this stuff is scripted, okay? A lot of this stuff is scripted when it comes to our alleged government doing the things that governments are supposed to do in order to go into war, and how they just bypass all this shit because of what? Because of prophecy, okay? It doesn't matter, okay? Nothing matters, no rules, no nothing. Whatever the Jewish prophecy is, the Jewish people are going to get, okay? Does that make sense? One, if you understand what I'm saying, or two, if this is going over your head, okay? Because believe it or not, guys, this all falls on prophecy, okay? And this is why I keep telling people, you Christians need to open up your fucking eyes, because you are seriously carrying the water for our racial enemies to drive this fucking country and all white people in this country right off a fucking cliff. All right, so let's take a look at him getting in there. And he was talking. Now, what I was just saying about the Christianity thing. This is this guy right here is Tim Sheehy. All right, Sheehy. Okay, and he's standing right here with Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee is the ambassador to Israel right now. He's ambassador to Israel. And he's the biggest Zio cuck Christian you'd ever meet. And this guy here, let's take a look at this guy, Tim. I wonder what he is. Let's take a look here. Let's look closely at his account. Tim is the guy who ends up attacking this Marine. And let's see what it says. Servant leader. Servant. Where do you get that terminology servant from? You are a servant to the Jew, Jesus Christ. Okay, I just want to make that clear. So keep in mind, guys, we've got two Jewish people, spiritually Jewish, okay, that are working against white America because they're working for Kike America, which is the whole Jewish prophecy. So let's take a look at this clip here.
Israel is the reason for this war. America does not want to fight this war for Israel.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
America does not want to send its sons and daughters to war for Israel.
Can you believe these fucking race traitor, these fucking pigs who haven't done fuck all in their life, putting hands on someone who's actually sacrificed his entire fucking life, his family, his limbs, his mental freaking capability to go into war and fight for his country, and these pieces of shit put their hands on him like this. He should have the right to kill them.
Come on, let's go.
America does not want to send its sons and daughters to war for Israel. Your inability to name that shows your ineptness as leaders.
This is wrong. And nobody wants to fight for Israel.
Look at how crazy they are going after this guy. Look at how nuts this is. No warning, no nothing. Hey, sir, can you keep it down? Sir, if we warn you again, you're going to have to get removed. No, right off the bat, just jumping this motherfucker. Hands on him immediately. Immediately they jump him. Just for speaking out against a fucking foreign nation.
Israel is the reason for this war. America does not want to fight this war for Israel.
They don't even give him a warning.
Let's go.
Fucking pieces of
America
shit.
Does not want to send its sons and daughters.
Look at how they treat him, man.
Israel. Your inability to name that shows your ineptness.
witness as leader. Jewish population.
God.
Will not replace us.
Jaffcoy, what's up, man?
Mike Huckabee is the guy who promotes and narrates saving starving Jewish Holocaust victims in Ukraine, 80 years after WW2, traitor.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, and he also met with Jonathan Pollard and had nice things to say about him. Remember Jonathan Pollard, the Jewish spy who got caught for treason and did a bunch of jail time? Remember Sheldon Adelson, while he was alive, Trump's biggest donor, flew that piece of shit, Jonathan Pollard, in his private plane to Israel, where Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed him with a red carpet, and now Mike Huckabee is having lunch with this motherfucker. These people are fucking traitors. And what ties them all together? The story of Jesus and the fucking Jews and the Gentiles, ladies and gentlemen. It is a mental illness.
This is wrong. Stop. And nobody wants to fight for Israel.
Look at this. It's fucking pieces of shit. You see this guy tackling him?
Commandant, please stand up as a Marine and stand up for America.
Watch his arm. Watch his arm get stuck. Okay, so this guy right here. This guy right here, see him? See him? That is this guy that I showed you earlier. That's this guy here. Okay. So this guy felt like it's his duty to act like a fucking cop and go put his fucking hands on this guy after being called out. This piece of shit motherfucker.
Out. No one wants to fight for
Tim
Israel.
Sheehy. Look at his hand. Oof.
Out. No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand. His hand. Oh.
Jesus.
His hand.
Let go of your hand. Let go of the door.
His hand.
Only go of the door.
The senator broke his hand. A sitting U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine.
Sir.
Control okay. Your Senate! We're
stuck in the door.
Okay,
sir.
A U.S. Senator just
you fucking scumbags.
The a U.S.
Wow. I don't know if there's more to that clip or if it ends right there, but that's all I've got. Yeah, these people, you know, that are in the military, that I don't promote violence, but I'm just saying, I'm surprised that none of these guys who have served in the Marines, why they haven't got on a call and started killing politicians. That's not what I would do. But, you know, if I were to sign an oath, you know, to protect the country, and you had a bunch of people that were serving a foreign nation over our country, you know, there is that saying where the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of traitors. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're seeing here. It seems like the vets have some cleaning up to do. Now, keep in mind, guys, I don't endorse violence, but I would say that probably a lot of veterans are probably thinking about killing these treasonous politicians. Press one if you think that's accurate, or two if you think I'm being a little bit over dramatic. Okay, I'm a little bit hyperbolic right here. One if you think it's accurate that there's some patriots out there, there's some Marines out there that go, you know what? This country is fucked up. These people are definitely committing treason on our people, and we need to start killing these fucking politicians one by one. One by one. So, listen, that's not what I'm promoting, but I'm sure that's probably what everyone is thinking. There's probably a lot of people out there that are probably thinking that in particular, right? So, anyhow, you know, good on him for speaking out, but this is the problem, guys. We have a big fucking problem. What I was telling you earlier is that Christianity is a mental disorder, okay? So let's get to it, okay? You guys know who this guy is right here? You know who this guy is? See this? Mm-hmm. Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth, all right? This Christian psychopath.
Just doing my job and obeying orders is not going to cut it. That was an assault, plain and simple, and he had the right to defend himself.
Yeah, he had the right.
Am I seeing that wrong?
No, I think he had the right to put hands on these guys. Definitely put hands on them, but more than likely if he did, he'd look at like the bad guy, but that clip right there is gonna go viral. It's gonna wake up a lot of people in this country to think about, hey, you know, we've definitely, our government's out of control right now. Take a look at this. Okay, take a look at the headline here. What does it say? U.S. troops were told Iran war is for Armageddon.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
Return of Jesus. Okay, so we've got all these people, right, working for the Jews side by side, okay, going right along with the Jewish plan of Armageddon so they can get their fucking rabbi. Do you see the problem here, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see the problem? It's pretty apparent here. Advocacy groups report commanders giving similar messages at more than 30 installations in every branch of military. They are running with this narrative that this is Armageddon. Jesus Christ is coming back. All we have to do is fight for the fucking Jews. So I don't know, man. Like I said, I am sick and fucking tired of these pro-white Christians putting their fucking head in the sand, all right, so they can have their white Jesus that never fucking existed. All right, so let's keep going here. So let's get down to the meat and potatoes here. All right, so I posted this earlier, and I just want to know, as far as accuracy, how accurate is this this post that I made? Okay, the post says, quote, "No religious infighting really means stop mentioning I worship a Jew and don't force me to read my Jewish Bible." 1 to 10 on the accuracy of that. Is it accurate, or am I just being a bit of a jerk and I just want to, you know, drive Christians away from being pro-white? Or do I want to drive the Jewish Christianity out of their brain so they can become officially, authentically pro-white? Okay. So look, man, a lot of feedback here. And I saw this from Blake. He posted this. I guess, congrats, HT. You made the UK's hate state. State of hate.
NNFJ, you have to tell everyone that you are pro-white and don't be afraid to be called a racist.
Yeah, lean into it, man. It feels good. It feels good. All right, so that's great news. We made it all the way in the UK. Even though GDL is not a real thing. The Goyim Defense League, GDL, is a loose, transnational, and obsessively anti-Semitic neo-Nazi network founded in the U.S. by John Mini Potato, a.k.a. Handsome Truth. The GDL's assorted content creators, online trolls, and affiliated activists. Content creators, online trolls, and affiliated activists harass Jewish people, vandalize property, that's not true, distribute propaganda, and perform publicity stunts. GDL is also behind the video platform Goyim TV, which hosts extreme anti-Jewish content. Menadio claims the GDL aims to wake everyone up to the Jews. The GDL's aim is to wake everyone up to the Jews. Read that twice. And his group has indeed had a role in radicalizing individuals into extreme anti-Semitism across the Anglosphere. Yes! GDL has a small number of affiliated individuals in the UK, and printed GDL material has appeared in Dudley, Brighton, Aberdeen, Swansea, Manchester, Bolton, and elsewhere. In December 2021, the Manchester-based content creator Richard Hegseth, Rick Heskey, who posted his videos to Goyim TV, received 4 years in prison for 7 counts of inciting racial hatred. He had previously appeared in a video with Menadio In October 24th, Robert Taylor, based near Bolton, was convicted of numerous terror and race hate related offenses, including distributing GDL propaganda by hand and verbally abusing several Jewish people in unprovoked anti-Semitic attacks. Another Brit linked to the GDL is the neo-Nazi Ryan Weston, who has hosted his online show Weston Paradigm on the Glam TV platform. Menadio is also a repeat guest of the online show Patriotic Alternative leader Mark Collette. Well, hey, listen, man, we made it. Cool. We're making it all the way across the Anglosphere. Right on. Cool. Good news. Go fuck yourself. On a 1 to 10 scale, how much do we hate how much do we hate Uyghurs? 1 to 100, how much do you hate the fucking Uyghurs? I almost hate the Uyghurs as much as the niggers. It's true. Alright. How much do you hate those goddamn fucking Uyghurs? Everyone hates them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how much do you hate sand wiggers?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Abdullah. I'm a British man and I've been a Muslim now for 11 years. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Abdullah. I've been a Muslim for 20 years and I'm a British man. Alhamdulillah.
And together we are?
The 18.
Allahu Akbar. I testify that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, that He is one and He has no partner.
And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger.
Subhanallah. Allahu wali alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila al-nur. Allah, He is the wali, the friend, the guardian, the protector of those who believe. From the darkness, He guides them into the light. And we are forever grateful. We are two beautiful additions now to the United Kingdom. We're putting a great back in Britain, people. Allahu Akbar.
All right. So you see how much hatred we have towards those people? Do you see it? It's a bunch of white people acting like a bunch of sand niggers. So essentially, that's what the Christians are too. You're a bunch of sand wiggers. Your identity is wrapped up in a Jewish story of Abrahamism that makes zero fucking sense to our white European Western culture, okay? It makes zero sense, okay? So when I see dumb fucking sand niggers...
How did becoming Muslim give them sand nigger beards?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But the point is when I see... You know, scumbag retards, you know, that are doing this shit, like, you know, Abdul Obligata or whatever they're saying, right? It's the same thing when I hear that stupid shit. It's the same thing that I hear when I hear Christ is King. Okay? Christ is King! My Jewish rabbi is King, bro! It's like, can we stop with this? Do you know how, this is what Christians, this is what you look like to us pro-whites. You look like fucking sand nigger LARPing faggots. The fact that you want to hold on to a fucking Jew God who wants to universalize and take all the non-white fucking scum up into heaven, and you want to play along with this stupid fucking Jewish sand nigger theater. It's fucking pathetic, white Christians. Fucking pathetic. And your stupidity, your ignorance, is driving us off the fucking cliff. Okay? So go fuck yourself. I'm going to continue saying fuck all you pro-white Christians that worship a fucking Jew. Okay? That tune is not changing. Get used to it. People are waking up. We're sick and tired of your fucking ignorance. Okay? Or, you know, because this is kind of what it sounds like. Okay? You sound like this fucking retard over here too.
But I'll be honest with you. Big gay people are scary to me. What do you mean? When I'm like standing by myself and three gay dudes are next to me touching my leg, I get scared. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If that's homophobic, then I'm that.
Yeah. Does that happen a lot?
No, it just happened one time. recently. Well, that's why I got arrested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were sort of being groped and surrounded.
I'm not going to say that because my lawyer said, oh, dude.
It's okay. We can
no, make it. I am wrong for touching anyone ever. And that's the end of my statement on this whole shit.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Moving back to like what kind of things would set off that Napoleon complex?
Being challenged, my masculinity being challenged, somebody touching my girl or touching my kid or, you know, I'm good with gay. Be gay over there though. Don't be gay in my lap.
Okay, so this is Shia LaBeouf. I don't know if you know the actor Shia LaBeouf, but he's a Jewish Catholic.
So you feel like when things that you feel that you possess in a way or challenge, like your girl, your kid, if someone gets in the way of what they want to do.
Yeah, if somebody, there's personal space type stuff, you know, which gets weird. It's Mardi Gras. That's why, bro, I was drunk and it's Mardi Gras. So everything I'm saying is nonsense. It's Mardi Gras, you know?
But it sounds like this complex is maybe something that you noticed for a long time.
I mean, maybe, bro. I mean, my dad was by his cousin, so he was in my ear all the time. I don't know, maybe I am. Who the f*** knows, bro? I'm open to whatever somebody wants to say. It didn't feel like that when it happened. Look, this is the worst thing to say.
Say Christ is Lord.
Say Christ is Lord.
Say Christ is Lord.
And I'm not going to say it. I've never had no problem with gay people. Never. I remember paying for people's like transition surgery when I was f***ing around the internet heavy.
This guy was paying for people's... This guy had so much money, he was chopping off the wieners of dudes and giving them man pussies.
I've never been adversarial towards it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't seem like a homophobic guy.
I don't know, I'm open to whatever. If somebody's got more information on the subject, then, you know, let me know. I know I'm f***ing deep off into the Bible. I know what the Bible says.
About?
Homosexuality.
What does it say?
Nah.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
But wasn't that written a really long time ago?
Bro, you can do whatever you want with the text. It's not my business.
Listen, he just said, okay, that Christianity is against homosexuality, okay? Right here.
I mean,
yeah, you don't seem like a homophobic guy.
I don't know. I'm open to whatever. If somebody's got more information on the subject, then, you know, let me know. I know I'm f***ing deep off into the Bible. I know what the Bible says.
About?
Homosexuality.
What does it say?
Nah.
It says nah, but what would you do if you met Jesus, bro?
Nah.
Would you say to Jesus if you could meet him?
I wouldn't say shit.
Really?
Nah. Bro, I'll kiss him. I'll kiss him. I kiss his feet. I don't want to say nothing. Chill out with these questions, Andrew.
Yeah, man, I didn't know it was...
Yeah, yeah. Oh! Bro, a real one.
He's a real Catholic.
No, I'm a real...
Bro, we gotta rewind this. This is too good.
Jesus, if you could meet him.
I wouldn't say shit.
Really?
I'll just kiss him.
Bro, I'll kiss him.
I'll kiss him.
I'll kiss him. I'll just kiss him. I'll kiss his feet.
I'll kiss his feet.
No one say nothing. Chill out with these questions, Andrew.
My bad. I didn't know it was going to make you emotional.
I'm a real Catholic, bro. A real one.
He's a real one.
I thought about it.
He's a real one, bro. He's a real one. He's a real one. I think he'd be kissing more than just feet. All right. I think this is going on in the UK. This is from the account The Node Project. Okay, let's take a look at here. All right, I kind of like what they're putting out here. All right, let's take a look.
So what starts the fucking week? Some fine Scottish fella wakes up, grabs two massive knives, smashes up shops, stabs at least two people, and tries to get into a nursery. Wow. Then he's barricaded in his flat, smiling out the window like a fucking goblin.
Look at that piece of shit.
Lock the whole place down.
Look at that fucking creepy fuck.
Smashes up shops.
Goes from a shop.
Stabs at least two people.
Stabs two people.
Tries to get into a nursery.
And then tries to go to a nursery. Just fucking absolute subhuman nigger scum.
Wow. Then he's barricaded in his flat, smiling out the window like a fucking goblin.
Look at this fucking goblin nigger piece of shit. God.
I fucking hate niggers so much, it's unreal.
Fucking piece of shit.
While armed police lock the whole place down. Unbelievable. If you're still on the fence about mass deportations, wake the fuck up. So what starts?
Yeah, wake the fuck up. That's a good. That's good. I like that propaganda. That's good. You guys remember Dumb and Dumber? Getting weird. Getting random. Press one if you guys remember Dumb and Dumber, two if you don't. You guys remember Dumb and Dumber. Press one if you do, two if you don't. That was one of my favorite movies. Was it Samsonite? What else was in there? Dumb and Dumber was fucking funny. I like that movie. It's when things were good, you know. I was just a kid watching funny movies. In Living Color, used to watch Fire Marshal Bill, Mad TV, all the cool stuff, right? All the good stuff. Well, Jeff Daniels, okay? Jeff Daniels, like I just said, we just saw some nigger shit. We're going to cool it out with some pro-white shit. Here we go. Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber. You know this? Guy's got some talent.
You were there when I was fall. You were there when I fell in love. You were there when I was thinking through all them things I was thinking of. You were always right beside me. Never out of sight. You turned my never evers into maybe I just might. Your pearly gates fly open when I bow my head and pray. My thunder turns to lightning, you rain sunshine on my day. When that melody's in me, I can hear your choir sing. When my fingers find your strength.
He's pretty talented, man.
What is happening?
He's a cool guy.
You're the sunrise in my morning. You're the warm wind through my night. You dance me through my darkness. Lead me through the light. You answer all my questions and you finish what I start. And when I'm at a loss for words, you find them in my heart. I hope
all right.
You also
a little white pill. Just listen. We gotta go through some dark stuff. Just need a little break here. All right. We're going to look at some... We're going to look at some of this stuff. I like this clip here. I really like this clip here. Okay, this is, unfortunately, you know, these are two white guys. Two white guys, all right, teenagers getting into a fight, all right? And usually I'm opposed to white-on-white violence, but for some reason there's something special about this clip.
What's up? Ain't nothing but thing.
Teach your kids how to fight. You can tell he's a fighter by the leg kick right there. Oh. Ooh. That was quite the kick. Wow. Look at how he set it up. He's kicking the leg. All right, makes him think he's going to go low. And he brings that kick right to the face. Boom. Wow. Wow. That's pretty fucking impressive. But what's more impressive is how it ends. See that? That's white power. That's white power, man. That's how white people do shit. Shake it off. You got me. I'm good. No one's stomping their heads. Not 20 fucking dudes jumping in there acting like, you know, a bunch of fucking wild savages. Yeah, that's cool. I thought that was a good clip there, seeing how white people in their nature, you know, even when they have to fight, you know, they know how to be respectful to their own. Oh, that was good. All right, guys, we got some clips here. I was playing some of Bill Clinton last show, where he said that he made a statement, right? And there's actually some video of him and Hillary Clinton. So I want to show you guys some of this video. This is kind of interesting. Bill asked some hard-hitting questions here.
In the Epstein cases that Epstein said, you quote, like them young. Why would Epstein say that about you?
Are you asking his opinion? You're asking him to think about why Mr. Epstein would say something about him?
Why would Epstein say that
about
him?
So she's asking you to try to be in Mr. Epstein's mind and guess at what Mr. Epstein would have thought about.
Clinton likes them young, referring to girls.
First of all,
he doesn't know what to say. He's caught with his pants down. Clinton likes him young, and look at him. He doesn't know how to lie right here. He's not a good liar.
First of all, that's not true.
That's not true.
He's smiling.
That I have any interest in underage.
I didn't say underage. I said young.
But it's still not true.
Is an intern young?
He's surrounded by niggers, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
In my age, anybody younger than I am.
Did you know Jeffrey Epstein instructed a witness to deny you were ever on his island?
He didn't have to, since I was never there.
Did you ever travel to Zorro Ranch?
Is that the one in New Mexico?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Have you ever flown on anyone else's private jet 26 times or more for overseas trips?
Six.
I have flown as many miles on other jets, but never with as many stops.
How many other people's planes have you used, like Epstein 26 times or miles, etc.?
I don't know. I did with Steve Bean. He's now deceased. And probably with four or five others.
Okay. So maybe about a half dozen billionaires total. So how many dinners did you have with Ghislaine Maxwell or Jeffrey Epstein in attendance?
She's asking to the best of your recollection.
I have no idea.
Okay. Did you ever discuss sexual misconduct allegations made against you with Epstein or Maxwell?
Never.
Did Epstein or Maxwell ever offer to help manage or silence women who made sexual misconduct allegations against you?
No.
Did Epstein or Maxwell ever offer financial support directly or indirectly to legal defense funds related to impeachment proceedings or civil actions against you?
Bill Clinton's cooked.
Do you think a young girl massaging a president is unusual?
So are you asking his opinion?
Well, he was massaged by a young woman. I'm asking if he thinks it's unusual that a president, sitting president of the United States, leader of the free world, that
so,
it's
I'm
unusual
sorry. Are
a young
you
woman
speaking
would
to,
be...
Are you talking to the instance of the
massage? Yes, it's unusual
the
that a
back
woman
massage
would be
that occurred while he was not president? I'm just trying to understand. You said a president of the United States.
Former president.
Thank you. Just trying to make sure we're correcting
you
the time
frame. Are you filibustering?
No, I don't need to. I'm actually trying to make sure that as you...
clear. He said he...
Look at him shake when he's drinking that water. Look at his hands shake.
He said a sitting president...
He's fucking cooked.
...so that when he answers you, the record
is
clear.
Is it unusual?
I have no idea if it's unusual.
Objection calls for speculation.
I figured. Do you ever... did you ever...
Wow. Okay, we got a couple more. A couple more to play. All right, we're going to take a look at this. I believe this is all theater, but, you know, it's interesting.
What we're trying to get at is some context for the public on whether you remember this photo and any details you may be able to provide us about it.
So there's the photos of Bill Clinton
so
in the hot tub.
Do you recall the details of this photo or recall the photo being taken?
They give him a nigger lawyer.
No, I don't think I ever knew the photo was taken.
Okay, and for those who can't see it, it's a photo of you in a hot tub.
Uh-oh.
There's a person next to you here. Do you remember where it was taken?
Is it
Where was it taken?
I'm almost sure that this taken. I think there's an adjacent photograph, which you probably have, that if people saw it, they would feel that someone was trying to con them, showing this picture. But anyway, this picture was taken in Brunei.
Brunei, where's that?
And we flew one night.
He's trying to think of all the pussy he was in that night.
The last very long leg.
Long leg.
My tell team that was working
on
the AIDS issue, and Mr. Epstein was there, and Miss Maxwell. But anyway, we got to the end of...
Go to the part where Hillary is asked about frazzled rip.
I didn't know that that was in there. Alias, I don't have that clip. If you want to DM it to me on Telegram, I'll take a peek at it. All right, we're going on.
The end of the flight was Brunei. It's a tiny place, but a very wealthy one. And the Sultan of Brunei was a man that I had gotten to know well in my 8 years as president. And his first involvement with international matters is basically to join the Asian Pacific Economic Leaders Conference, which I started and which he attended. And so, and then.
Yeah, he's lost his charm. But this clip here, this is the one. Watch this clip here. Okay, so what's happening is they have a picture of Bill with a woman. I want you to look at Bill, what a pervert he is. And how out of touch he is. He's looking at a picture of him with a woman. Okay, now look at his mouth. He's like imagining biting the nipple of that woman. Do you see that? He's like, do you see Bill Clinton? Like he's like, look, he's trying to suck on the baba. Like imagining he was back to whatever thing he was in there, looking at a picture and the things he was doing to that woman. Look at his mouth. The lawyer goes, you are gooning. She grabs the paper. She's smiling. She's going, listen, you fucking weirdo. You are gooning way hard on this. Okay, you're slobbering on the pictures. I'm going to take this from you. Watch. Give me that, you fucking. What? And he's like, no, wait a second. I want to see more of that. Oh, yeah. I'm going to lick my. He's like, I gotta get it wet before I flip the page.
Go for it.
Sent/.
Thank you. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Let's go. Look at how excited he is. Hands are shaking. Look at how excited you see. I was the man back then. You see that? Oh, look at me. Look at that.
Okay.
Mr. President, we have about 5 minutes remaining in the majority's first hour. So I just want to ask you some questions related to the crimes committed by Mr. Epstein and Miss Maxwell.
Pretty interesting, right? Pretty interesting. All right, let's keep it going here. One, if you're still here for the long haul, two, if you've got things to do. All right, let's see what's going on here. There's allegedly there's something about frazzle drip. I don't know what frazzle drip is. I've heard about it. I heard some dark shit. All right, so I didn't know that she was asked about it, but again, is this theater, you know, I'm kind of thinking it might be, right? Where's the arrest? If this was legit, why aren't they in jail? It's the file on the Anthony Weiner laptop. Okay, let's see. She was asked about this here. Okay, so here we go. Let's take a look at this one. This is Hillary Clinton. She was on, I guess, what is it, on trial? What do we call it? It's not a trial, right? What is it called? And we're going to take a look at this clip here. Let's see it. The Clintons.
Joint campaign. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Fun.
Okay, so we have talked about those connections. In past deposition public statements, as in 2017 speeches and interviews, you described Pizzagate as a baseless conspiracy theory. alleging you and others ran a child sex trafficking ring from a Washington pizzeria basement.
That's retarded.
Have you reviewed any 2025-2026 Epstein
files? That is not what the conspiracy is, okay? They're framing that wrong.
As you described Pizzagate as a baseless conspiracy theory, alleging you and others ran a child sex trafficking ring from a Washington pizzeria basement.
Have you wasn't ran in the basement.
2025-2026 Epstein files that were released?
Yeah, returned to Europe but deposed.
Relate to those specific 2016 claims regarding the Podesta emails, Comet Ping Pong, Pizza used as code, possibly?
I'm sorry.
You're asking her about whether she's reviewed emails in the Epstein files which relate to the wacky Pizzagate scam.
You could characterize it however you want. I just would like to know if she's familiar with any of them.
So, excuse me. Your question is about whether or not she has reviewed any emails in the Epstein release files about Pizzagate.
Correct.
Pizzagate was totally made up. It was an outrageous allegation that ended up hurting a number of people, that caused a deranged young man to show up with his assault rifle and shoot up a local pizzeria.
Okay, that's where I think the PSYOP was, okay? When they did that, that was a way for them to control the outrage of regular people. So they sent some crisis actor in there, did some false flag, and then it was like, okay, all right, that's enough, right? In my opinion, I don't think the shooter was legit. I think it was all staged so that people could have this false, you know, feeling of someone doing something, right? So I don't know if you guys feel that same way, but, you know, it to me, it was like, oh, he shot off a round and it like hit the hard drive. It's like, oh, that sounds similar to like the 9/11 passport that was just magically found when the buildings were turned into dust and, you know, just magically it was there, right? Magically it just hit the hard drive.
That caused a deranged young man to show up with his
assault rifle
and shoot up a local pizzeria. I can't believe you're even referencing it. You should be...
There are connections to the language.
Well, the QAnon people believe there are. So
I don't know what QAnon people believe.
Have at it.
But you've accused certain parties, and I think even right now today, of promoting slow walking information in ways that fuels conspiracies. In your view, did any Epstein Maxwell related investigations or file handling pre or post 2019 contribute to or intersect with the spread of Pizzagate-style theories about Democrat figures?
Objection.
I have no way of answering. That is the most speculation. Ridiculously...
Have you or your representatives identified any Epstein file content that has been misinterpreted online to revive those claims? And what steps, if any, have you taken to clarify?
Again, objection on the ground of...
I think that this is... all very reasonable.
Well, first of all, I don't follow the crazy conspiracy stories that are online. I regret that anybody does. I find it quite sad, but also disturbing that people would believe some of what is put forth, like Pizzagate. So I have taken no steps to review anything that might have any connection to something which I think is totally bogus.
John Podesta, your 2016 campaign chair, appears in some Epstein file context. Social overlaps or mentions. Were you aware of any of the Podesta-related communications in the released files?
Can you please provide examples?
Or yeah, let's talk about the examples.
Like us to review,
the emails are good with Podesta.
I can get some exhibits. I mean, and pause questions speak to in that the meantime. When you provide
those. Ask the fucking questions. Let's go, nigger.
I will skip that question until we can...
Generally, if she's aware.
Generally, she is asking if she's aware of specific information that is in the files that you all are relying on. Please provide the witness with copies of that material.
Podesta's bad.
Has no recollection. She's welcome.
Creepy fucker.
We're also welcome to actually see the
information. And his brother.
The representative is asking general.
I mean, really, I mean, I expected a lot of interesting questions today, but Pizzagate was not on my list.
That's okay. We're asking all sorts of things here.
You certainly are. You certainly are.
We're just trying to get the truth out to the American people.
Well, that would be very helpful.
Answer the questions, cunt.
Files that were on Anthony Weiner's laptop in a folder that was titled insurance, life insurance, with a zip file titled Frazzle.
Is this within the scope? Mr. Chairman?
Something's up here because I don't even know what Frazzle Drip is. Her reaction says that she knows what Frazzle Drip is. And if it's such a conspiracy theory, okay, how are you smiling when you hear that phrase?
Life insurance with a zip file titled Frazzle.
Is this within the scope, Mr. Chairman?
If the chairman rules it,
she's touching her face. She's touching her hands, okay? Something's the body language, okay? Something's up with the body language, Hillary.
It's not with the scope.
Mr. Chairman, based on what you said in the public hearing, is this within
the
scope?
Go for it.
Wow.
She cut off a little girl's face and then wore it on her face and danced around the room.
No way. No way. I haven't even seen that. Press one if you guys have seen anything like that. Press one if you have. There can't be video of that. There can't be. Where do you get that from? Ryan Whitman says, this shit is all theater. She knows how to deflect well. She doesn't even care if we can't tell. Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. I believe it's all, let's see. I believe it's all theater too. It's all a stage. Not seen it. No one's seen it. Well, how is that out there? How is those allegations out there? That's a pretty big allegation to say. Do I think that they could do it? Yeah, I think these fuckers are sick as shit, man. I think they're fucking kids. Okay, and if you're fucking kids, you're bound to do anything sick, like chopping someone's face off and wear it on your face. I don't doubt it. I'm just saying, where's the evidence? Mm-hmm. FBI investigated and we're sick of it. Word description only in what email? Was it in a Podesta email? I saw the Podesta video screaming at the child. Did that include Hillary or was that just Podesta 101 with the child? The face thing is true. I'm just saying I haven't looked at it yet, so I don't want to just jump and go, yeah, that's true. You know, I'd like to see the evidence of, you know, I remember there was one creepy one where there was a kid in the shower and it was allegedly John Podesta screaming at the kid. You guys remember that one? There was one where he's like screaming at this little child in a shower. You couldn't really see the child in the shower. It just kind of looked like, you know, like that was the Skippy one. The owner of Comic Pizza was a homosexual named James Elefantis, right? Which is probably, a fake name. Elefantis means something like weird and sexual with children in French. Forgot what it means. But, yeah, there was like creepy, you know, if you're, you know, a gay dude, first and foremost, you shouldn't be around children or having pictures of children with their hands taped to a fucking table. That's just creepy. So I don't know how people can ignore that. Okay. It was Instagram was all kinds of weird shit before they scrubbed it. They had pictures of like, they said like the torture room. It was like a cellar. It's like, who jokes about it? If you're a rich person, right, and your entire life is about, you know, moving up the ladder and being successful.
Eriker sent $14.88.
Hey, thank you.
Anthony Weiner's laptop.
They were tossing dead kids in a bottomless hole in a pizza shop, and they covered it with cement. What happened to
them? Hold on. We're going to do this one at a time. Thank you guys for the love and support. Let's try this again.
Eriker sent $14.88. Height look into Anthony Weiner's laptop and the file labeled kill switches.
Okay.
Look into the officers who viewed the laptop and what happened to them.
Okay. Yeah, if you can drop, if there's a link you guys can drop in the chat, I'd be willing to see what it's about. I looked into Pizzagate. I haven't looked back at it till, you know, kind of like with these Podesta things. And I'm kind of like burn on it because I'm like, I already knew this shit, but apparently I don't know all of it.
Go for it.
I felt like I did.
They were tossing dead kids in a bottomless hole in a pizza shop and they covered it with cement.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know why they would. To me, that would be like bad, you know, if you got all the money in the world, why would you do it at your base of operation? I think that you'd probably, you know, feed the bodies to some pigs. That's loves infants in French. Thank you, Pearl Turner. All right. We got a little bit on the weird side of things. We kind of did. Shall we get weirder? I'm not sure. Yeah, let's get... I don't know if that clip's any good. Okay, let's keep going. Hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. All right, let's see here. I started watching your content around the Pizzagate, Isaac Cappy stuff back then, Handsome Truth 3 on YouTube. Time flies. Wow! Donnet Yo, who's probably been here the longest. Back when I was a CivNet. Long hair, looking like a hippie. Shout out to Don Netanyahu. Don Netanyahu sighting. What's up, bro? The old HT days. When he didn't say nigger. All right, here we go.
I've been speaking about the increase in crime in white countries for a couple of years now.
These and numbers.
I check my figures regularly because I want to make sure that what I'm saying is correct.
Listen to these numbers.
There's one statistic that I find very confronting and actually hard to believe, and that is that there is 196 rapes a day in England and Wales alone. I have English ancestry on my mother's side, so I find this quite upsetting. So I put that into Grok last night and said, is this correct, and provide sources? The answer was that it is incorrect, because that is a figure from 2024. There is now over 200 rapes a day in
fucking
England and
shit. Wales. We need to be...
And nearly five...
Okay, see, right there, now we should be invading the UK and killing all the Muslims. That right there is war on our ancestors, okay? That's how fucking cooked we are racially, the fact that we don't go, hey, 200 white women are being raped a fucking day. We need to send in our military and start killing every fucking brown person in there. Killing every fucking brown person. The fact that 200 white women get raped a day in the UK, now that I can get behind and say, you know what, we don't need Congress. We're going right in there tomorrow. And we're killing every fucking non-white subhuman piece of shit. Okay? That is an act of war. Okay? 200 fucking white women raped a day.
In 2024, there is now over 200 rapes a day in England and Wales. A nearly 500% increase in a 23-year period, direct correlation with non-white immigration. They are prepared to sacrifice your daughters, your sisters, your wives, and your mothers. These motherfuckers are still telling you that diversity is a strength. And it's not only happening in England. It's all of Europe, North America, New Zealand. It's happening here. Put into your search engine, is Australia experiencing the highest level of sexual assault in recorded history? If this doesn't make you feel angry, then I don't know what will. And to the men, I ask, how long will you keep accepting it? How long will you keep looking away?
Good question. ONS, in the year of September 2025, 74,265 rape offenses recorded. And that these are the old statistics. All right, let me give you guys this guy's his channel right here, okay? Let me give you his channel here on X, give him a follow. That's some crazy numbers. Here we go. Here's a link to his X account. All right. Well, it's disappointing, man. Disappointing. It's pretty fucking sad. All right. What else is sad? Let's take a look. Well, this is sad. What do you mean it's sad? She's a beautiful white girl. Look at her. No, it's sad. Okay? It's sad. Let's take a look at why it's sad.
If you were living in heaven with Jesus, and you had already been there for 1,000 years, and you knew that you were going to be there for the rest of eternity, and everything was perfect, and you were so happy, and you were living in complete bliss, if Jesus asked you for a favor, if he said, "My child, will you please do me this huge honor? Will you go down to earth?" You're going to have to be there for 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes only in the grand scheme of eternity. You're going to be there for 10 minutes, and it is going to be absolutely excruciating. You're going to have so much suffering, so much pain. There's going to be people out to get you. There's going to be people who lie to you, who hurt you, who stab you in the back. You're going to feel super alone at times. It's going to be mentally, physically, and emotionally excruciating. During these 10 minutes, there are going to be things that you want badly, and you're going to beg for them, and I'm going to tell you, no, not now, wait. And it is going to be so hard for you in your human flesh to be able to accept that I have a better plan for these 10 minutes than you do. People are going to hate you. They're going to tell lies about you. They're going to slander your name. People that you think love you will envy you, will hate you, and will turn their backs on you whenever you need them the most. You will feel like you're being kicked while you're down.
This sounds amazing.
One bad thing after the next bad thing will happen to you. My child, can you do this for me? Can you go to earth for 10 minutes and suffer excruciating pain?
I can't
watch. And then you get to come back.
I can't watch this. This goes on for another fucking 2 minutes. I mean, can you put up with this? Do you see what I'm talking about? Like, this is fucking cuckoo. All right. Now, listen, I've got to expose someone real quick, okay? Because, I've been on top of it. I've been really getting pissed off at people online. People are like, what happened to Nice HT? Nice HT is so much cooler. You know, you were way cooler when you were saying, Rabbi Jesus, please give me strength and thank you for everything, right? Well, times have changed, okay? I'm pissed off. I'm angry. I'm tired of seeing what's going on in this fucking movement, okay, with these people that are new fags, okay? These people are new fags. Let me just show you this. Okay, hold on 1 second. Do-do-do. What are you talking about? Let's show you what I'm talking about, okay? Hold on 1 second here. Do-do-do. Where is this clip here? Hold on. Let me see if I got this. Okay, we're going to take a few clips of this guy, okay? Have you seen this guy before? Press 1 if you have, 2 if you haven't. Imagine committing the greatest genocide in human history while crying about a fictional one. So have you seen this guy? Okay, this guy, Kenny K.O.
You know, there are many pictures about the Russian liberating Auschwitz, and there's never any snow.
So apparently he's like an NS guy.
Whoever blesses Epstein will be blessed, and whoever curses Epstein will be cursed.
Right? That's a random man. Thank you very much. White power. Okay, I'm just going to show you some of this. He does these 6 million videos. Just these.
Okay.
So this guy's blowing up, okay, all over the place. Let's see. All these Hitler edits, okay, and then...
Today, or the loop will repeat tomorrow. Break the pattern today.
All right, he had a video. I think he took it down, though. Yeah, he had a video of him, like, talking about the movement and how it's so good. Gosh, where is this clip? I'm trying to find it. He was talking about the movement, and I was like, what are these people? Like, you're new to this. You're so new to this. Okay, anyhow, let me just... Okay. Let me play this video. This is his girlfriend. This is his girlfriend, okay? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is, and he's a Christian, okay? And it's just like, how many times do we have to keep doing this with the pro-white Christians, okay? Right? Stop talking about white genocide. Stop talking about Hitler, Okay, you cannot represent this stuff if you are a white person fucking a non, or you are a brown person like Gypsy Crusader pretending to be white. Okay, this is just, this is fucking pathetic. This movement is just full of fucking trash, and someone needs to take out the fucking trash. Because, you know, a guy like this, how many fucking people are following this guy? This is just a tiny account. This is just his ex, okay? 44,000 on X. 44,000 on X, right? And you know what I mean? It's like this guy just came out of nowhere, okay? No one knows who the fuck really he is, all right? And now he's like interviewing Thomas Sowell. He's interviewing Gypsy. And now he's talking about the movement when he's just like a year into this. Listen, if the fucking Jews can bribe senators, okay, do you think the fucking Jews can bribe influencers? One, if you think they can. Two, if you think that's a little bit conspiratorial, what are you talking about? How would you think that? How the fuck are people like this being, you know, pushed in people's algorithm? Right? I'll tell you why. One, they're civnats. Two, they worship Jesus. Three, they promote gambling. Four, they do meme coins. Five, they call people niggers and then they try to, you know, get them to gamble on their fucking Jewish gambling app, okay? It's so frustrating looking at how gay this fucking movement is, and how Christian it is, and how people just do not have common sense anymore. So, I don't know, guys. I'm a little bit burnt out. I think we're going to be doing CQ Radio. Maybe I'll chat with you guys for another 10 minutes here. But his name is not Shield for a reason. I don't know what you mean. We got the Jake Shields interview that's getting released Wednesday. So we could talk for like 10 minutes. I really don't want to play any more clips here. I'm kind of pissed off. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit blackpilled. It's kind of frustrating being in this for this long and seeing all these people who are do-nothing fucking people. Do-nothing. Do-nothings. A bunch of do-nothingers, right? Being pushed to the top, okay? Not censored, okay? Getting, oh my God, it's just, what the fuck? What the fuck, guys? How do I let it go? How do I learn to just let it go and continue to just fucking ignore this shit? But it's driving me nuts. I'm going crazy. I'm pulling out my hair here. I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? The most influential white power person on the internet is a non-white. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The most, the person who's getting all the viewers on Rumble is a non-white named Nick Fuentes, who's a closet homosexual. It's like you just got to worship the Jew, huh? You just got to worship the Jew. I'm trying to ignore it, but it's hard not to. It's hard for me to scrape 1,000 fucking viewers because I'm being fucking honest. It's frustrating. Anyhow, I appreciate all you guys that share the show and get it out there. Like I said, you know, this is going to be the year of people waking up to Christianity. This is going to be rough in the beginning here. This is going to be a rough fucking year, all right? But hopefully we keep pushing it. We keep getting the message out there to our people on what time it is. And all these Christian lunatics come around and come to their senses and come back home. So, I don't know, man. Anyhow, guys, I'm wrapping up the show a little bit early. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it tonight. White Power, appreciate you. Appreciate you. No, it is bad. It is bad. It to go from 1,500 viewers a night to 500.
$5 HT. I have a link to a 30-second clip.
Give me a fucking break.
Cops who Chad Hitler guy shows that looks matter.
Can I post it in there?
Hold on. That guy is on bolts? So much T he probably fuck anything.
Hold on.
In his mind, his based mud girl is fine. He thinks it is his business who he fucks.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'll repeat those. Sorry, guys. I'm getting a little bit angry, a little bit cranky here, a little bit hungry. My point is that it does matter, okay? Going from 1,500 viewers a night to barely scraping 600 fucking viewers because I'm strictly saying, hey, are we race first? Okay, good. If we are race first, we've got to look at this Christian thing, okay? This Christian thing... We are not reading this book and we're signing our fucking race away to believe that fucking that our God is a goddamn Jew. Right? So the fact that, you know, 2/3 of my audience were brain dead fucking retards is fucking scary. It is scary that 2/3, probably more than 2/3 of this fucking movement are goddamn willfully fucking suicidal idiots. Suicidal fucking idiots putting their head in the sand and worshiping a fucking kike on a cross, dude. We need more people speaking out against this. This Christianity must get buried. It's got to fucking go. These fucking Christ cuck fucking grifters are fucking it up for the pro-white movement. Yeah. Yeah, let's fucking hope so. Let's hope they're fucking growing.
Go for it.
Chad Hitler guy shows that looks matter. That guy is on so much tea he'd probably fuck anything.
Who the fuck
in
is that?
In his mind, his based mud girl is fine.
Oh.
He thinks it is his business who he fucks.
Yeah, it's just, come on, man. Don't come into our scene and be having some fucking chink girlfriend. Fuck out of here.
Eriker sent $5 HT. I have a link to a 30-second clip on X about the 9 cops who viewed the Anthony Weiner laptop.
Yeah, go ahead and drop
it in there.
Go ahead and drop it in the chat. Yeah,
let me.
It should. It should. Go ahead and drop it in there. See if it works. Oh God, I'm gonna eat some food here. I should. I didn't have any carbs before the show. I changed you. Well, that's good, but I need to change a lot more, a lot faster. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's, you know, the reality is it's like, this is a real uphill battle, guys. The fact that we're racial and we're still doing fairy tales. Oh, God. And you see all these fucking idiots that are running our country with Jews and they're all Christians. Yeah. All right, did the link work? Are you able to drop it? I mean, it's just, you know, we're white people. What are we doing? All religion is vanity, fear, and guilt in that order. All right, let's see if this works here. Let's see if this works. Take a look at this. All right, well, I just pulled up the wrong one here. Sorry, guys. I guess I didn't have a complete show for you guys tonight. Copy. Let's try this out. Let's see if this works. CQ Radio coming up next, I think. So, yeah. Said it yourself. Eat the pain. You will get stronger. Yeah. Yeah, it's just frustrating, man. Sometimes I got to vent. Sometimes I'm feeling good about it. Sometimes I'm pissed off about it, you know. Here we go. Let's take a look at this clip.
Weiner's laptop had kill switches in it. It was filled with crap that wasn't supposed to be there. We never get
shit.
To see it.
Hold on 1 second. Damn, thank you, Audio Waffen.
Go for it.
So I'm picking Grok's brain on sexual assaults in the U.S. on white women age 12 and older, and it's giving me an average of 800 per day.
Whoa.
With 250,000 to 330,000 annually. Time for war.
Oh my God. That needs to be a fucking flyer. Holy shit.
Go for it.
showing the Muslim convert white guys and explaining that is how, end quote, Christ is king, end quote, Christians seem to you was powerful. They seem crazy and retarded to me.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy, pretty retarded. You know what? That's a good flyer. So I'm picking Grok's brain on sexual assaults of the U.S. on white women age 12 and older, and it's giving me an average of 800 per day with 250,000 to 330,000 annually. Are you going to turn the other cheek for Jesus, white man? How much longer are you going to turn the other cheek for Jesus, white man? That's a good flyer. 800 white women get raped a day, 330,000 annually. Are you going to continue to keep turning the cheek for Jesus, white man? Yeah, that's a good flyer right there. Get these fucking stupid goddamn brainwashed Christians to fucking snap the fuck out of it. All you fucking conservatives are the ones with the fucking firepower. We need you to fucking start, you know, doing an eye for an eye, not turn the other cheek, goddammit. All right, CQ Radio, is it up? Press one if it is, two if it's not. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. I got to say thank you to everyone in the show. Sorry I was a little bit pissy towards the end here. I need to eat some fucking carbs. But listen, it was a good show in the beginning. Got a little bit, ran a little bit out of energy there. Shit happens. Yeah, yeah, shit happens. Motherfucker. Audio off, and thank you very much, man. White power. Random man of white power. White power. All right, who else we got in here? We got Random Madam, thank you. Alias, thank you very much. Alias, thank you. Chrono. Who else? What is that? Trench Shovel, thank you very much. Jaffgoy, as always, thank you very much. Be sure to check out Odin's Market Shop. All right? The only sponsor willing to sponsor this show. Coon Patrol, thank you. Angry Joe Pesci, white power, man. Bass Fish 88, thank you. Chrono, thank you. Big Ben, thank you. Jaffgoy, thank you. Robbie J, thank you. White power. Gotta say thank you to everyone over on Power Chat. Eric Kerr, thank you. Big thank you, Eric Kerr. Return to Europa, white power. My man. CQ Radio coming up next. Oh. All right. All right, listen, guys. All right, let's do it. We must secure the existence of our people in a future for white children. Get sober, stay sober, white man. All right? Get out there. Get active. You guys have a great night. I'll be back with some energy tomorrow. It's my Monday. Sometimes it happens, man. Fucking shitty Mondays. Thank you very much for the gift, man. Thank you so much. Hey, thank you, Mr. Tennessee. Mom, Dad, thanks for making me. My stepdad, Brian, thanks for being a part of my life. Love you guys. Appreciate you. White power. Camera one. We are done. Camera two. Fuck the Jews. Hail Hitler. Hail the ancestors. Hail Europa. Hail the white race. Hail all the activists fighting for the white race. Hail the sober waff and getting sober for the white race. And all the pro-white families making children for the white race.
Asterisk Handsome Truth eBay watched your beliefs change firsthand.
What?
And I went from Christian to C-I to WFP really quick.
Hold on there.
Without any outside influence, if it wasn't planned, then you're legit.
All right, let me see.
I believe in you.
Hold on, let me play that again. I missed the beginning. Hold on. Thank you, Honor Racer.
You're scum.
Asterisk Handsome Truth eBay watched your beliefs change firsthand, and I went from Christian to C-I to WFP really quick.
Uh-huh.
Without any outside influence, if it wasn't planned, then you're legit. I believe in you.
Well, listen, man, I was CI for I don't know how many years. I think it was like two years. I was doing Wicks from Wednesdays, dude. You guys remember that? Press one if you're watching me when I was doing Wicks from Wednesdays. Oh, shit. I forgot this fucking clip over here. Hold on. Show's not over yet. Hold on. Show's kind of over, but let's play this clip over here. Hold on one second. forgot this clip. Fucking boomer. Hold on. Let's see this. I'm going to see this Anthony Weiner shit. Hold on. Yeah. So listen, man, a lot of us were CI guys. It's the last boss.
Kill switches in it. It was filled with crap that wasn't supposed to be there. We never get to see it. Supposedly 9 cops watched the videos on Weiner's laptop. They had to keep leaving the room because they couldn't stand what they were seeing. And all 9 are now dead. And there's names and faces and deadness, right? They're real people. Now you can say, well, maybe they died for other reasons. I go, but it's still 9 cops. You know, it's like the 5 cops who died after January 6th, right? 4 of them were suicides. Out of, according to AI, there were about 80 cops really in the thick of things. 4 of them died from suicide.
Is that an old Tucker Carlson interview? I haven't seen that one. Who's the guest right there? According to, let's see, is this old or new? August 20th. Okay, so this is old. David Cullum. I don't know who that is. Anyhow, I'll see you guys tomorrow. White Power. We got CQ Radio up? Are we running a backup or what? Let's go. Come on. Chop, chop. Backup. Let's go. All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.